46, the application of Thomas L. and Linda L. Anderson for parcel south of Route 502 and west of Penn Central Railway, requesting a special use exception for a tire recycling processing facility.
Linda Anderson, 4921 Harrison Ferry Road, Hurlock, Maryland, 21643.
Thomas L. Anderson, 4921 Harrison Ferry Road, Hurlock, Maryland, 21643.
You swear to tell the truth?
I sure do.
Yes.
This is an application requesting a special use exception to operate, for the operation of a tire recycling processing facility as provided in, Chapter 115, Article 27 of the Code.
Okay, good evening. Explain to the board your request for this special use exception.
I recycle tires and I was, load and weed and load tires for kilns and for cement use and all this. And I need to use the property for this project.
Okay.
I unload and process the trucks. Now the trailers are on the property itself. Now, I don't do no grinding for septic tanks or, I have contracts with Virginia and all for the tire material for the landfills and everything from underneath the cells.
Okay. Well, what's going to be your hours of operation for this?
Oh, I'm going to operate them 8 to 5.
What, Monday through Friday?
Yes, sir.
8:30 to 3:00.
Well, sometimes on Saturday when I'm behind, you know.
Okay. And do you have all the permits and things that you need for the streets? Then recommend by all required? So it's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday is till?
Sometimes until 3 o'clock. Sometimes we don't always work.
Saturday to 3, okay.
Don't create no noises or nothing.
Okay. Now, all these tires are going to be brought in, they're from around this area local, or you haul them in from anywhere?
I get them from the state, I get them from, different people.
Different people, so they're trucked into you, brought in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how many bringing in now? How many truckloads are there going to be?
Oh, we have trailers that are out, and we have them spotted at different locations.
You bring them in?
Varies.
Varies, you know.
Depends on how busy the businesses are. I mean, right now it's.
The towns bring them to us now, a lot of the towns.
Okay.
We have to sort them all and make sure each kiln has a different sized tire that they have to take. And we have to sort them and load.
Okay.
So you're actually grinding these tires, or would you call that a kiln?
See, when you go to the kiln, it's a cement process where the whole tire goes in. Certain kilns burn. Certain sized tires. So we have to sort them and put them into trailers where they go and have it go.
Right.
So, in labor mostly. Now, we want to start, don't get me wrong, we want to start processing rubber for horses like we do now. We do that in Maryland and all. We grind rubber up for horse, for the training and stores and stuff. Playgrounds.
Stuff like that.
And stuff like that we do.
Okay.
Do you say, do you burn the tires there or just shred them?
No, we just.
We burn them in the kilns, they're burnt.
They burn them in the kilns. We don't burn them in the kilns.
Could we just let me one at a time, if you would, please?
Yeah.
Okay. You do burn tires or you don't?
We do burn tires, not in the state of Delaware. We burn them in Pennsylvania and Maryland, all in the cement kilns. Every tire that burns saves our coal and the power.
I think what we're asking is on this parcel, will there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Any more questions?
The only thing, the only activity on this parcel would be sorting tires and shredding them.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It says you also have a rim crusher?
Yes, sir.
That for metal rims, like tire rims?
Yes, sir. We take, when you bring me a tire and it has a rim on it, I'll crush it and then separate the tire from the rim.
Okay. All right, Mr. Mills, any further questions for Mr. Johnson? Do you have any correspondence on this, Mr. Johnson?
There's a letter, Mr. Burr has it.
Mr. Burr?
Yeah, actually, I did get a letter, but it's made It's addressed to Ms. Clara Corns.
Yes, that's my daughter.
Okay, so why is it addressed to your daughter?
She's in the corporation.
Okay. It indicates, I guess, that there were a number of deficiencies in your application to DENRAC, and they were explaining to you exactly what needed to be done to,
yes,
to come into compliance. Have you addressed all those?
Yes, sir, that's what we're doing. We still have to go to the water and sewer. I mean,
this was one of their deficiencies. You had to get approval from the county, right? Okay. And so you understand you have to complete the application and satisfy DENRAC before you can open the doors. I mean, it's not the county's call on this, right?
Right.
Okay. Just reading through it generally, it appears to be a highly regulated activity by the state, probably far more than what the county would ever consider. So my suggestion would be if you get to the point where you do decide to approve it, you do so, of course, conditioned on getting proper state approval and agencies and so forth.
Yeah, we have the same thing in Maryland.
All right, thank you, Mr. Bull.
There's a photograph that the inspector took in the file, and it shows the tractor-trailer bodies.
Yes,
it appears that they're probably 10 feet or so from the property line on the front next to the road.
That's right, I parked my trailers all in there.
They would have to be at least, if it was approved, they have to be at least 40-foot setback, not 10.
40-foot back.
No, they're right at the ditch, the one right next to the ditch almost at the front.
Yeah.
All right, sir. You understand what he said?
Yes. Yes, sir. I got 80 of them, so I
okay.
Yeah.
I know that.
Right. Any other questions?
That's part of the parking for the job, sir. I got 5 acres almost.
So they have 80 tractor-trailer bodies, but they're not all on site at the same time.
No, they're not all there at the same
time. No, we have them, you know, to all locations where people have tires, and they put them in the trailers, and then we bring them in and sort them. And
you can do that, okay.
That's what we have to do.
Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
See.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where it substantially would affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9,946. There's no time, right?
Right.
No time. And with the understanding that we will get all the government agency approvals.
Okay, I second that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9,946 with the stipulation that you obtain all the government agency permits that are required to before opening. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Okay.